Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for that introduction, and thank you for joining me on this New Year's Day. You know, I wonder how many of you have made New Year's resolutions. I mean, I'm one of those people that gets geeked up about annual goals, and I try to drive those out on paper and on my iPad, get to where I can take a look at them, and I can't avoid them every day, and then figure out what part of my day can I move toward those goals. So I can kind of geek up about it. But the question is, I wonder how many of you have built New Year's resolution and how many of you already blown your New Year's resolution? You know, one of the things that I know is true that I read in America, 25% of us discard or just completely mess up our resolutions by the end of the first day. Change can be an incredibly difficult thing that even people who want to change most likely fall back into old patterns and they don't make their change permanent. One reason permanent change can be so hard is because we continue to hang around people who knew us before the change. We maintain old relationships and old patterns of life that don't allow us to recognize the change that can and is occurring within us. It's so much easier to change who you are when you make a clean break and get a fresh start. Nobody knows your old mistakes or the way that you used to be or act. You can get a chance to make brand new mistakes. Well, listen to what Paul has to say in Philippians in chapter 3, beginning of verse 7. He says, "But everything that was a gain to me, I have considered to be a loss because of Christ. More than that, I also consider everything to be a loss in view of the surpassing value of knowing Jesus my Lord. Because of him, I have suffered the loss of all things and consider them filth so that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own from the law, but one that is through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God based on faith." Paul had everything going from him from a human point of view. He was the man and he had it all, but nothing he could do made him right in God's eyes. Paul had to change his perspective. He had to reframe the things he thought was most important. In Philippians chapter 3, he makes this statement, "My goal is to know him," speaking of God, "and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, assuming that I will somehow reach the resurrection from among the dead. Not that I've already reached the goal or I'm already fully mature, but I make every effort to take hold of it because I also have been taken hold of by Christ Jesus." This is a beautiful picture. We're given a new goal, to know Jesus and to be conformed to his will and to his way. And just like Paul had to change his orientation, so must we. Fixating on our past can prevent us from focusing on the now and the future. I know there are times to turn around and learn from the past, but refuse to go back there. It means we know where we've come from, but focus instead on where we're headed. And you know, friend, there's an old legend about a Spanish conquistador, and while many history books gloss over the dark elements, the nitty-gritty was something like this. On a mission to the New World, some of his men were loyal and some were not. But when he gets to Cuba, he swiftly decides, you know what, I need them to be loyal one way or another. And you know what he did? He burned the ships. "I'm not going back. We're here for good." Sometimes as believers, we need to burn the ships, and whatever our past is, we need to sink them and drown them and be done with them. Well, friend, listen, one of my favorite worship songs is, "I am free. Yes, I am free." Well, friend, listen, you are free in the power of Christ to move beyond your past, move beyond 2020 and into a new 2021. God bless you. Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.